Welcome in, DFW. Glad to have each and every one of you on board on this Freestyle Friday here on 105.3 The Fan. It is The Fan After Dark. I am Fred Davis. Glad to have each and every one of you guys here today, man. It's a it's end of the week. We made it. Congratulations to us. Where's my bell? I don't know. It's somewhere around here, but I'll find it. Hey, there it is. We made it through the week. Congratulate yourselves. Give yourselves a round of applause, pat on the back, whatever it is, however you congratulate yourself. Maybe you're, maybe you're sipping on a adult beverage. Maybe you're drinking a cup of coffee. Maybe it's a cup of tea. I don't know. Maybe it's a smoothie. Whatever it is you're doing to celebrate your Friday night, we want to hear from you. 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053. Fred Davis in the house. Blake's bebopping around here somewhere. Of course, we've got the khakis to the khaki Kevin Walker. There he is. What are you wearing? What is that?
Hey, don't grab the mic like that, Blake.
I mean, seriously, what are you wearing right now?
I was cold. I have something in my pocket.
You know, I got a hood. I mean, if you'd have said something, I've got a hoodie in my truck.
I've got DirecTV coasters.
I mean, this dude's over here wearing a Gap jacket with short shorts and a El Mencho t-shirt, for crying out loud. My God.
Bit of the year.
Blake Elliott's in the house. How goes it? This dude here, what a day. What a day. But
it was cold, bro. I don't know how you do it. I know you run hot. I was literally shivering. I mean,
I'm wearing pants and a sweater today. I mean, you're over here looking like, you know, Richard Simmons' lost nephew.
I know who that is.
Doesn't even know who that is. See, I'll tell you what, we got Papa Walker in the building today too, so at least some of my references will I'll get some actual references and instant reaction from talking to you two yahoos. The khakis of the khaki Kevin Walker is in the building as well tonight. Khaki, how we doing today?
We're doing fantastic. We're doing absolutely fantastic. Like you said, Papa Walker's in the building today. He got to come up here, see the new digs along with everybody else today because we had open house.
It was an open house day to day. I swung through. Reminds me.
You set it up.
Talk amongst yourselves real quick.
You were the one setting up the open house. I love how Fred says he swung through as if he wasn't the one who hosted.
I came by because Bob McKay called us out yesterday, and I said, you know what? I had a meeting this morning at 10 over in Arlington. Took me about an hour and a half, and so I had to go see my boy Dan, the transmission man, today as well.
Isn't Arlington just a great city?
I mean, look, where I was at,
kind of underrated,
kind of on the outskirts, you know, don't give me the line about it. It was somewhere off of 820, so wherever that's at. But yeah, I swung by there today. I'll give them a shout out here in just a second. But yeah, so it was kind of a busy day. But on my way back through the DF Dub, thought I'd stop by, say what's up to some folks. Here, I've got a couple shout outs to give. Talk amongst yourselves.
Okay, so Fred is trying to find his shout out box. I'm trying to get into the text messaging programming because I've been kicked out once again. But I've had a busy day, Tolos. I have been at Central Market.
Doing the damn thing.
Yes, I was getting a flower bouquet for my lady. Birthday, celebrating her birthday this weekend. So got her all snatched up. Gentlemen, if you're listening right now, Central Market is the move to get flowers. I didn't know what I was doing there. I told him the flowers that I needed. The guy put together a flower bouquet, made it look all pretty, put the little brown paper bag around it, and it was ready to go.
She was happy about it.
She was ecstatic. She said, never gotten flowers this nice.
Oh, look at you. Now, do we think she's being honest?
She has to say that, but it's a nice thing to hear. It's a nice thing to hear.
I'll say this. I've gotten her flowers before, and she's never said that. This is my third time.
They probably weren't that nice. I mean, you literally just admitted that you don't know how to pick flowers out.
Yeah, I know.
And you had somebody professional, or at least quasi-professional, doing it for you this time.
Yes. And I got a lot more. So
yeah. They definitely were nicer than the last bouquet you got.
I think the first time it was 12 roses.
Mm.
Then the second time it was her birthday.
Trevor, you listening?
Then the second time it was 5 and 5, white, 5 white. 5 red for Valentine's
Day. We got to talk to him about it. We got to get that.
And then this time was, I think, 6 bouquets, like 6 flower bouquets all put into one, if that makes sense. Like 6 flower sets.
That's a lot of flowers. That's a lot of flowers. 6 bouquets. I'll tell you what, we heard some really troubling news about our boy Trevor, the creator, before we started the show. I mean,
and he acted like it was nothing.
So nonchalant about it. I mean, you want to talk about just dropping a bomb before the show starts. I mean, luckily we've got, the professionalism to push through.
I almost want to call off the show.
I I mean, this is a sports show, so let's get that straight, too. But he's here tonight. A lot of you folks have been texting all week. Where's Trevor at? Trevor's here. Trevor's here. So we'll get Trevor on. We need to bring this up because I'm devastated by the news, if I'm being honest with myself. And, I mean, you know, the unrest in Mexico had me bothered on Sunday, but this hits to my core. Worse than that jacket you're wearing right now.
You don't like the jacket?
Worse than the jacket. I mean, if you just said something, I mean, I've got a hoodie in my truck.
I like the jacket, though. I'm nice and warm now.
Yeah. You look like the homeless woman that broke into your apartment.
Blake, do you remember what you said when you walked up to me and Fred earlier today, what you were dressed like? You doubled down with that.
You know what? That's a great point. You know what? You look like one of the middle-aged white women that you saw at Central Market today. That's what you're dressed like right now. If you're not on the fan cam, I strongly encourage each and every one of you out there right now, if you're driving, pull over. Go to the fan cam on either YouTube or Twitch, and please take a quick gander at the outfit. I mean, you look like Macy Gray right now. That's what you look like.
Is she hot?
Okay. No, she's not.
Macy.
You look like Macy Gray.
Gray.
It's what you look like with that outfit on.
Wow. What does it got to do with the outfit? I see her hair. Our hair is similar right now.
Because that jacket is just, it's throwing me
off. I was thinking
here.
More Inspector Gadget.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, you're just missing the fedora. You're just missing the fedora.
Is Inspector Gadget the same as Go-Go Gadget?
Yeah.
Same guy?
Same guy.
Banger cartoon.
It was a banger cartoon. I was a big fan of the car that he used to drive around in.
Yes. Was he a lawyer?
No, he was a private detective, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a detective. Private detective,
Inspector.
I think.
Inspector.
He was Inspector. Hello, obviously. So you mentioned that we had the open house today here at the New Digs, 635 and 75. And I got a chance to meet the guys from Metroflow Plumbing. They are Tolos. Not fatties.
Mm.
Not fatties.
Do they even know we exist?
No, they didn't.
No,
they didn't.
They were like, I think the toilet needs to be cleaned.
Well, although I did ask, so shout out to Rick Romero of Metroflow Plumbing, and shout out to Daryl Miller. I want to say he's the general manager there, and I want to say Rick is the owner of Metroflow. So here was the deal. We talked about the Rangers, all right, and so Rick thinks that they'll make the wild card, which I agree with. Daryl took a next step, though. Daryl has them winning the division.
Mm.
Okay, so, but Daryl did say he'd be listening tonight.
Now, how quickly did you bring up the show we did into y'all's conversation?
Oh, immediately.
And what was their response? When he said, like, oh, I do the night show. Did they, like,
Rick didn't. Rick just kind of played along. Daryl, and hey, I appreciate straight shooter. Yeah, now I'm turned off by then.
Let me go ahead and save your breath.
Yeah, and he was a straight shooter. I mean, I know
what you guys are doing at night.
We jabbed each other back and forth because he told me I looked like I was 48.
Finally.
Yeah. I told him he looked like he was 72. So, you know, we had a little fun with that. But, no, I'll tell you what. Like I said, if you've got plumbing problems, all right, go see my guys over at Metroflow Plumbing. They serve the entire DFW area, the official plumber. A fan after dark.
Oh, wow. The official plumber.
I mean, we didn't have one before. Yeah. We got one now. Real quick, but the story Rick told me. So I asked him point blank. I said, Rick, what's the nastiest ish you've ever seen?
I don't know if I want to hear this. I'm not a big fan of poop stories.
Well, get ready.
I'm going to turn my mic
off. That's what plumbers do.
Shout out Restroom Revelations, G Follow.
Let me tell you something, man. It is a thankless job being a plumber. All right? He said they had a... situation where it just wouldn't stop flowing.
Yeah. Wow, I'm good. I'm good.
Floaters on the ground. I said, what do you do about a situation like that? Well, you got to go find where it's gushing out of and close it up. Metroflow Plumbing, people. Metroflow Plumbing. If you've got an issue with your plumbing, call my boy Rick and Daryl, get you taken care of. Tell them Fred sent you.
Do you think that all of us look like our age?
I'd like to. I mean, until Daryl, sucker punched my confidence today. No, I didn't.
I'm just saying, everyone that's here. When they told you their age, were you like, okay, yeah, that makes sense? Or were you like, are you lying to me? Did you have any second guesses with anybody?
I mean, I thought Dylan was 12. Seriously, I thought Dylan. I thought Dylan was like on a work release program. I really did. Like, are we working with the Mesquite Public School District? How'd you get a job here?
What about Kevin?
Well, Kevin. So technically, I've worked with Kevin since the very first show I ever did.
When he told you his age, did you believe him?
Actually, funny story. I saw Kevin. Kevin was actually the outside of Tim and Gavin. Kevin was the first person I ever saw.
Ever laid eyes on.
At 105.3 The Fan. I don't know if you remember it. You were talking to Tim.
Yeah, I remember.
Tim, Khaki Kevin.
Kevin took a picture.
Khaki Kevin was the very first person. Because I want to say he was talking to Tim about some audio he had gotten or something like that. Maybe for the Rangers or something like that. So, yeah. Khaki Kev was the first ever person.
What about Trevor? Trevor's an interesting one, right?
Trevor
you
is.
You can say whatever you want because he's not listening right now.
Yeah.
Trevor is a hard one to pin down as far as what his age is. But, I mean, I buy 36. So, and you're holding it down at 26 with your sporadic gray hairs and back spasms.
Dude, the gray hairs were bad today. I got a haircut, and I had my hair all pulled out, so it was just a sideshow, and I saw at least 8 gray hairs.
Yeah, you did.
Stress, man.
Yeah, you did. Let's see here. All right, hold on. In honor of your brain working, give me Parker Cut 4. This is Christian Parker from your Dallas Cowboys, who I don't know. Has there ever been, and I'll defer to you guys on this, have we ever had a hire in the DFW area in the last decade that has had more pomp, circumstance, and fanfare than Christian Parker? This guy can't. I mean, maybe outside of Bochy. Maybe outside of Bochy, only because he had the pelts on the wall.
I mean, Nico Harrison was a pretty hot hire there for a minute.
Yeah, but I don't know. I mean, even
I'm
then,
talking about like the initial, like
I'm talking about it from, you know, cause he. I mean, look, you already know Nico wasn't going to say anything worthwhile. I mean, Christian Parker has been lauded from every corner of the globe with
Bochy,
everything he said.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, none of the Cowboys coaches have inspired any.
I mean, hey, I've been here. I've been here for the Shoddy hiring. I've been here for the Zimmer hiring that nobody cared about. we were here for the Eberflus depression, all right? And, you know, Christian Parker, I mean, you want to talk about a breath of fresh air. What does it mean?
I haven't heard any negative reviews either.
No, that's my point.
Not even media. Not even
national media has said anything negative about Christian Parker. What does it mean when your brain works, Christian?
I mean, I think you just see that in the player. You know, when their brain works, you just see them progressing through things, eye discipline, communication. During the down, you see those wheels turning almost, but it's not slowing them down. So when you say somebody's brain works, you can just watch the tape and know that they're a very cerebral player with instincts.
Mm. Cerebral.
Cerebral.
I like that word.
It's a big deal. It's a big deal. That's been a huge talking point for him about brains working. So we're going to play more of that in the next segment as well. Let's hit you with one more before we lay out the rest of this program. I'll tell you what, here's a good one. Let's go ahead and get this kind of whet your appetite a little bit. Let's go Parker Cut 11. Are there any guys, and we'll touch on some of the combine folks. Obviously, Sonny Styles is stealing spotlights. We've got Arvell Reese, who had a monster day yesterday. We all watched his 40 times yesterday. Well, it was live to us. It obviously wasn't live while it happened. But are there any guys in this draft that fit into your scheme right away?
Absolutely. I think that, you know, it starts off with the film process.
Right.
Then you spend more time with them here, going to pro days, bringing them in on the 30 visits, and figuring out the brain, right? We talked about that. And you don't want to get a finished product. You just want to know what the aptitude is like to see what that can look like. You don't want a lot of guys that are just running around in the dark just because they're, you know, fast. You want guys who can think the game. And usually you can just tell how knowledgeable they are about their scheme. And then you just want to check the retention and kind of seeing how they explain those things. You just want to know what you're working with. And as long as the guy's not, it's not like a complete throwaway, then you know you can build on wherever he's at that current moment.
Well, it kind of feels very evident of what they said. They brought in Christian Parker to be a teacher, and he's doing that. And you want to get players that fit that mold as well. I want my star linebacker to be able to know the defense just as well as Christian Parker. Christian Parker didn't call the play. I know what we should be calling here. Because all the stuff that happened last year, Fred, communication, not knowing the play, guys being confused. Yes, was there a talent gap? Yes, but these guys are all in the NFL. It was just guys that weren't on the same page. It seems like there's a clear effort to get cerebral, high IQ guys on the team this year, and I think that's a positive if you're a Cowboys fan listening right now. so you don't have situations like last year where we're getting blown coverages and guys just in the wrong place.
All right, and of course we'd be remiss if we didn't mention the one, the only, the owner of your Dallas Cowboys, Mr. Jerry Jones, who's been dropping some nuggets this afternoon. Let's go to Jerry Cut 4, and this is the question that we all want an answer to, and even though he's saying one thing, we're all on pins and needles waiting to see if it will actually happen. Jerry, how active are you going to be in free agency?
Well, that's two questions. Do I see me ending up spending more money than maybe if you put a perfect picture together that the guy that's back there looking at the account would say we don't have any or don't have enough? I could see me being aggressive. I could see us being aggressive in free agency. And I, by the very virtue of having two number ones, we're going to spend more money in the draft. Than normally you would spend, even though we don't have a two. Everybody knows those two ones are dramatically different than one is than a two financially. So we'll spend money. It'll be like the time that when I first got involved, they had a deal called Plan B, and that was a free agency, kind of a start toward free agency. And every team had to expose so many players. And I was so proud of the fact of how much money, I think the figure was over $2 million at the time. But I was so proud of how much money, I think we outspent everybody in Plan B. And I was very proud of that. You have no idea how that cut into my available funds at the time. You have no idea, but I am excited about doing everything we can now really have a better record than we had last year, a better team than we had last year. That's why we've been doing what we've been doing with the coaching staff. But to answer your question specifically, I would bet that we will spend more money in free agency than we have.
Okay, well, we could just play the last 10 seconds. I love the old folktale.
Jerry never misses a moment to give you a historical perspective, a historical context, maybe a vignette or five on what he did in 1995.
I always forget what the question is. I had to keep reminding myself as the interview's going, like, okay, what was he asking?
I'll tell you what. Let me tell you something about free agency. 1992, Plan B.
We're so proud.
No, not that Plan B, the other Plan B.
We're so proud of getting over that $2 million.
We spent $2 million back in 1995.
Now, think about that. Think about what the dollar was worth.
Put that in 2026 dollars.
Pretty much made $50
million.
What you call a Plan B. And
shout out Jerry, man. He just wants a ring.
Jerry just wants a ring. I'll tell you what, we'll play the...
He's just like us. It's just not easy.
It's not, man. It's not easy. You know, your wallet's telling you one thing and your heart's telling you another. And of course, let's not bury the lead.
Hiring guys like Eberflus. I mean,
and just paying him to go away. I mean, paying him to go away. Because you figured that was a 3-year deal, probably.
He probably felt like Cowboys fans are going to like this. This is an established guy, Bears head coach.
Been here before,
fan favorite. Like, in that sense, he's going to kill it and just kind of go.
Here's a $6 million check to just go away. Just go away.
You know what?
Away.
Schottenheimer, you seem like you know what you're doing. Go hire one of your boys.
Yeah, because things worked on the offensive side of the ball, and they clearly did not on the defensive side of the ball. Speaking of the offensive side of the ball, they have been active today in free agency, tagging their own guy, the worst-kept secret in here in the DFW, and that's, of course, George Pickens was tagged today. What's it at? $27, $28 million is what that tag looks like. And, of course, we'll touch on that in the next couple segments as well, a solid first hour of all Cowboys talk here today. So, because, again, it was a busy day here on 105 Through the Fan. No better place to keep you up to date on everything that's going on with your Dallas Cowboys and what should be one of the more important off seasons, really, in the last 10 to 20 years of this franchise, all right?
Agreed.
Because, look, you're sitting here with two first-round picks. I love how Jerry added that up, too. I mean, we got to spend more in the draft. We got two first-round picks.
You're throwing that buffer out there.
I mean, I'm just telling you right now.
I know we don't have a second or a third, and we really didn't spend that much money last year, but, I mean, these two first-round picks got us financially strapped.
I mean, that's going to add up. So have you guys seen what those get slotted at? I'm just telling you right now, it's going to be expensive. All right, so we're going to do that. And then, of course, let's see here. We've
also
got
Brandon Arbor. He wants to rob us.
You know, I was talking to the Walkers before the show, and I have decided, and I was thinking about this last night after the show and then kind of bebopping around Dallas today, I'm not moving off 7 mil.
I'm cool with 7.5.
I'm not, I mean.
But yeah, I'm not getting into no bargaining.
I don't want to do 8 million. I've thought more about it, and I get it, it's not my money, but at the same time, too, I just can't stomach paying a kicker $8 million.
That's what you're paying Javonte.
You know what I'm saying? And don't, before somebody texts it, well, he had the most points on the team last year. I don't care. Okay? He's
a lot of kickers have the most
every
points.
Every kicker on your team leads the team in points.
Yeah.
All right? I mean, I don't care. Is he the best kicker in football? Yes. Am I paying him $7.5 million or $8 million? No. All right? Period. End of story. Yeah, he can kick the ball to Venus. So what?
Or if our offense is so good.
Shouldn't matter.
Shouldn't matter.
And, you know, I was
teams
telling,
that need a guy like that is a Houston Texans. They can't ever score. They're kicking a lot of field goals.
And we should be scoring touchdowns. And look where that got him. All right? Look where that got him. And, you know, one other thing. And again, this is not let's crap on Brandon Aubrey time. But
we love BA. We love BA.
Wait, look, he's the best kicker in football, period. But.
And great guy. Great locker room guy.
What big kick has he made? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And now I get it. Part of it's you haven't been in those situations yet.
Yeah, you haven't really been.
But, you know, look.
I think he made a couple, not this past year, but the year before. But yeah, nothing like playoff implications.
I mean,
stuff like that.
Harrison Butker, who's making $6.4 million, has made game-winning and game-tying field goals in AFC championship games, in AFC divisional games, in the Super Bowl,
yeah.
Right? And again, Brandon Aubrey hasn't been in those situations yet. I get that, but man, $7.5, $8 million for a kicker is awfully rich.
They say, we read the comments. We know everybody loves our boy Brandon Aubrey. Better pay up, Jerry.
Yeah, and you know, look, I get it. That's part of negotiation. You got to throw out a stupid number out there to kind of get things started. But yeah, $10 million is in nobody's world. All right, we're going to have one Mr. Clint Goss, which, you know, again, kind of crazy timing. He does radio down in Atlanta. He also covers the draft as well. But it's been a busy offseason, and not for the right reasons in Atlanta. They just lost one of their coaches today. They had who might have been one of the best rookie defensive players in football, who we don't know what is going to happen with him.
Mr. Pierce.
Okay. And you got a new head coach who, you know, is supposed to be a quarterback guru, but for whatever reason couldn't get a quarterback to play well when he was in Cleveland. So
he's going
to
trade for Dylan Gabriel.
Let him. I mean, don't we find it funny that Baker Mayfield's been better since he left the quarterback guru?
Baker Mayfield. I've
made it very clear. I am not a Kevin Stefanski fan. I don't understand what the love affair is with him. But anyway, Clint Goss is going to join us at 8 o'clock talking all things NFL draft, as well as we'll dabble a little bit in all things NFC South and the rest of the National Football League. We'll do a little fair or foul. We got some NBA talk to get into. Who knew? I mean, it is. You know how boring it is right now in the NBA? You've got Luka slander, and now we're having Nico sympathizers come out of the woodworks as well. Yes, we do. We've got a Nico sympathizer coming out of the woodworks. We'll talk about that in the 9 o'clock hour. Khaki's Kicks, he's loving Christian Parker, not just for his defensive acumen, but for his choice of footwear. He asked answer a couple questions about that. We've got a Blake TBD segment at 9:40. Don't have any idea what that's going to look like.
Neither do I.
And then, of course, we'll do Fatties on the Phone later on in the program. All right, we'll talk a little bit more about Mr. Christian Parker. We got some shoddy audio to get to as well. Your text messages and the like. This is the Fan After Dark. Appreciate that, Mr. Khaki Kevin Walker. Boy, you guys are wilding on the text line today. From the 940, he had a game-tying and then a game-winning field goal against New York this year. Yeah, I mean, there is that. I mean, if we want to give him $7.5 million for that. And then the 469, people are so quick to forget how bad it really is to have an ass kicker. Just give him $7.5 million. And then for the 972, if you think we're going to use two first-round picks, you're dumb. He's going to trade number 12 into the second round. I wouldn't be surprised if he did that. And I don't know if he's going to necessarily trade it into the second round. I could see them trading back and picking up a second or third-round pick as a result of that. From the 469, Jerry wants that ring almost as much as Trevor. Okay.
That's good.
Let's see. From the 214, I'm not surprised to hear Jerry did spend $2 million on Plan B back in the 90s. You knew that was going to happen. Let's see. Some people are just not hearing it. And then, let's see. Okay, yeah, see, that's crazy.
Some people talking crazy about Blake as well.
Yeah.
Can't gloss over that.
Are we not doing the 2012 MLB All-Star Game players tonight?
I can do that.
Okay. And then let's see. Oh, wow. That's
graphic.
There's some. Wow. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and leave that alone. Real quick, shout out to Qualis Roofing. I had a chance to meet with them today. Two stand-up dudes, the two live Bryans, Brian Evans and Brian Anderson. I appreciate what they're doing. What's that?
As opposed to sit-down dudes?
And now the stand-up guys, stand-up gentlemen. Because I'm going to tell you right now, and my boy Chiofalo knows this, roofing, it's like the Wild Wild West here in the DFW. Yeah. Does anybody do better live reads than my boy Chiofalo? I was here when he did the Trajan Wealth.
Chris Arnold. That's a good live reader.
I don't think I've ever heard Chris do a live read.
I've seen him do a live read.
I don't think I've had the opportunity to hear that. That said,
three-time Hall of Famer Chris Arnold.
That's not a read. That's him doing his normal spiel. I'm talking about a read.
No, he does a read too at the end.
No, he doesn't. Yes, I've never heard.
Does Chris Arnold do reads?
I have also never seen CA do a read.
He's never done a read. Okay. Anyway, since he's hijacking my Chiofalo love.
I wasn't. You said, has anyone done it? And I gave an answer.
No. He's ready. He's ready to fight you right now. Even though he looks like a piece of Wrigley Spearmint gum right now. If there was a human-sized piece of Wrigley Spearmint gum, you know what it would be like? Eric Chiofalo.
You know he looks like? He looks like he's trying to get into 22 Jump Street. He's like a cast member that didn't make it to 22 Jump Street.
In that jacket. He's going to come talk to me in that jacket.
I think it's pimp.
Where did you get that jacket? Where did you find it?
He took it off a lady.
Is that Iris's jacket?
This is my dead grandpa's jacket.
That is not your dead grandpa's jacket.
I bet she wore it better than you do.
No, I'm joking. I got it from a thrift store. Like in 2018.
You had that with you?
It's in my trunk. It's my trunk jacket. It's my...
Because the thrift store gets weird with the men's section, ladies' section. It's just all kind of mashed together.
Oh, I'm in both. But this is my in case it rains jacket. You don't want to be outside with no jacket. It's like having an umbrella in your
car. Where the hell's the rain at?
What do you mean?
You said in case it rains. It's not raining.
Well, I was saying why I had it. Why I had the jacket in my car. And then it was just cold. So I said, I have a jacket in my car. And I went and grabbed this one. And I think it looks great on me. Okay.
Vegan girlfriend would wear that jacket.
This thing would swallow her.
I was to say, that's not her jacket.
Okay. I've got a little mini quiz for you.
Okay.
Ready? All-time rookie three-pointers made.
Oh, Konkanupple.
No. Okay. Well, there's more than just him on the list. The top five. Konkanupple is the new leader at 209.
You guys go Nupple, not Nipple?
I go Knupple.
I go Knipple.
There you go.
Who's the other four? Hey, I'll give you three strikes. You get it right, I'll give you $2.
Ray Allen.
Incorrect. There's your first strike. Rookies. Think about rookies that have the green light.
You got one?
I mean, I can't help but think about Steph Curry.
Incorrect.
I was going to say, because he had a rough rookie year.
I know
year.
It started weird.
Yeah,
but
he had a rough rookie season.
Them ankles were a problem for a while.
Exactly.
Kevin,
exactly.
You want to help him? You got this. You watch ball.
I'm going to opt out on this one.
Kevin Durant.
Incorrect. All guards. Actually, one's a forward. One's a wing, but the rest are guards.
Chris Paul.
Incorrect.
Devin Booker.
Incorrect. It's a tough list, guys.
Are they older? I guess they got to be new because
all of them are still playing, except for one's kind of not playing.
James Harden.
No.
Klay Thompson.
No.
Wow.
All-time rookie leader in three-pointers made in, obviously, their rookie season.
Trae Young.
That's a great guess. No, sir. I would have guessed Trae Young.
Buddy Hield.
another great guess.
Dame Lillard.
There you go. Damian Lillard. 185 in 2012. He's fourth on the list.
He's fourth on the list.
So Khan's at one. You haven't guessed two, three, or five.
Are they still with their same teams?
Only number five is. Two and three are with different teams.
Donovan Mitchell.
Donovan Mitchell is number three. Good 187. Pull, rookie of the year over Ben Simmons in 2017.
Good pull.
This guy's a role player at number two. He's not on his team anymore. Actually, no, he's still on his team. He's just so nondescript. The Mavs played them last night. I think he's still on the team. He was a three-point sniper his first year, and he's fallen off an absolute cliff.
Keegan Murray.
There you go. Keegan Murray at number two at 206.
Wow. He has fallen off, too. I thought he was going to be good.
That's who held the record before Khan took it. And then who's number five? He's still on his team. Their team is in the East. They're a fun team to watch.
Is he legit?
He's legit.
He's legit.
People don't know if it's
Peyton Pritchard.
No, people don't know if it's him or another guy on the list that they're going to build around.
Ooh. I like that. I like
young
that
guy. Last 5 years, young guy.
Don't know if
Scotty. Nope. He is a teammate of somebody on this list.
He's a teammate of somebody on the list.
Let me give you the year.
Yeah.
2023.
Oh, wow. So he's on his third season. Nembhard.
Nope. And who's Nembhard a teammate of?
They're going to build around? I mean, Halliburton?
I don't know why y'all are guessing Pacers players.
There's I don't know.
All right, so I have the answer, but before I could say it, my dad showed me.
It's a Magic.
He went to Alabama.
Oh, it's the Hornets. Oh,
Brandon Miller.
There you go, Brandon Miller.
Brandon Miller.
184. So Brandon Miller, Dame Lillard, Donovan Mitchell, Keegan Murray, and now the new champion for three-pointers made in a rookie year is Colin Knipl at 209.
And mind he still you, has 23 games left to play.
He still has 23 games
and
left.
Still has 23 games left to play. So I know you got lots to do. What is it that makes your reads so fluid?
Oh man, it's just I get made fun of sometimes by the tech. Shout out to Zach and Frisco. I don't know if he hounds y'all's ass like he does ours, but
what does he say?
He's like, I like Wolchuk's reads because they're different all the time. He keeps them fresh, and Chiafalo's just sound the same every time.
But really I like key, repetition.
You know? I like the repetition.
I'm all for the reps.
You got new listeners all the time.
That's it. You don't know what they heard.
And when you're dealing with fiduciary firms, you got to be freaking rock solid. You know that better than anybody.
That's a hard word to say.
That's a given.
Fiduciary firms.
It's a standard.
Now, the disclaimers at the end, do you do those in your reads?
Yeah.
Are they hard? Do you have to speed it up in post, or that's how fast you say it in live?
I just say it that fast live, yeah.
When's the last time?
No flubs either.
Use disclosures at TrajanWalt.com.
When do you think the last time you sent a paper airplane to See and Never, T-Mobile, and Verizon?
Bro, okay. Let me ask you this. Do you think I wrote that?
I think you did.
Yeah?
I think that sounds like an Eric Chiafalo thing to say.
That was the script, bro. I was like, what are we doing?
Jokes aside.
But for real, I do love Verizon.
Wait, who is it? Is that Verizon? The Verizon ad?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So it's See and Never, AT&T, and T-Mobile.
Yeah, you come in there and get a brand new cleanup. Fresh bill would be much cheaper.
That's it.
Wow. So do you get like free phones when you do stuff like that?
You don't get free phones, no. You don't get free phones.
I thought that was part of it.
I wish I had
what about
free,
an extra line?
Free phone
an extra
bill.
Line. At least give you an extra line for that.
Some of that 5G. Some of that.
Are you a Starlink guy?
No, but my little brother keeps hounding my parents to try and get on that to get better internet because he's still living at my parents' house.
Hey, I think we should upgrade.
He's like, yo, we need to get this.
Wi-Fi sucks, bro. Mom. Jeez.
He's bitching about it. He's asking for the meatloaf and better Wi-Fi, bro. That's what he's doing.
Real quick, what are your thoughts on meatloaf?
Listen, done right, meatloaf is freaking outstanding.
It's elite,
no,
bro. Here's the
elite.
Question.
It's elite.
You go to an Italian restaurant, what are you ordering? That's what we're really trying to ask.
Oh, I'm probably going to get the chicken parm.
Okay.
What's next?
Veal parm.
You being a real deal Italian, how do you feel about two guys from Italy?
Yeah, you know what? Broadus has actually brought that in when he was doing the free lunches that Carter Freeman used to dunk on. he brought that in, and it was really good. Walchuk speaks super highly of it. I haven't actually got to walk into the doors and sit down, so I need to make that happen. Honestly, we should do a little fatty night.
We should.
As long as Blake doesn't show up in that jacket, I'll be down to sit with him.
I'm going
to
be y'all server with this jacket.
I've got like stuff. Let's get a confirmation real quick. You texted in last week, or what was it, this week or last week?
Cold beers, cheeseburgers, baby.
Done.
Let's go. Last Friday.
How far do you live from Euless?
I'm probably probably 15, 20 minutes.
Okay, it's not far.
Yeah, not far.
Pasta carbonara, not first on your bucket board. That's for me. If they have, that's what I'm going.
No, it's good. Yeah, I mean, I'm not gonna frown upon it. But the chicken parm is just too Stromboli's. You know, I love to get the Stromboli, little calzone action.
Chicken parm. Sometimes the chicken can be dry because you're now asking the Italian place to now do pasta and chicken. Sometimes
that's standard.
No, I agree. I'm just saying that's you're
but you're not wrong.
You're upping the you can mess up part.
Well, because I went to an Italian joint, no names here, in Louisville, and the chicken was not good.
Yeah, they can get you.
They can absolutely get you.
You gotta know your neighborhood.
Now, let me ask you this. Again, I'm leaning on your heritage here. I'm old school. I think the two things that, to me, determine whether or not a place is a good Italian joint, the spaghetti.
Yes.
And the chicken parm. Like, I get it. Those are two staples. But if you can't do those two right, how can I trust anything else on the menu?
Yeah, the marinara
gotta be
that.
Good.
I mean, that's the foundation.
You a meatball guy?
Oh. Am I a meatball guy?
We've gotten two texts.
Oh, do you like the big meatball? Or do you like the small ones?
I don't do meatballs.
He doesn't do meatballs.
What do you mean you don't do meatballs?
I do not do meatballs.
Is it the balls?
Meat sauce.
Why don't you do? Tell me why you don't.
Because
it's
got meatballs. It's got a nice texture.
You don't like meatballs?
It's freaking
beef, bro.
I will take a loaf of meat, but I will not have my meat and balls.
Okay.
We've got
so it's a shape thing for you.
It's very much
you don't
shape
like the
thing.
Shape of them.
Yeah. We've got two texts.
Do not like the shape of the meat.
Eric gets free texting after 9 p.m.
I do.
That's what Verizon
free nights and weekends?
I can't confirm that. Yeah.
Okay. And then we got another text. Pay attention, Fred.
Yeah.
Cheech actually takes in consideration the listener suggestions instead of just crapping all over them.
What'd they say? You don't.
Well, I was saying when you were talking about the reads and you were like, they're telling you to pay attention to Chiafalo.
I don't get what
he gave his read and he said how who'd you say responds to it?
Zach and Frisco
gives back feedback. He's just coming at you. He said, pay attention, Fred, that Chiafalo takes into consideration the listener instead of just crapping all over them.
I do. Just because I don't like them doesn't mean I'm not hearing it. I mean, what do you,
they want,
you know?
The 469 wants you to pay attention.
That's
the only text he sent all day.
How often
he's been listening all day
to texts text back. Like,
I mean, just depends.
Like, I don't know, like, would somebody, I don't even, maybe like a Jake Reitmar or somebody.
I actually heard Bobby. That's actually what made me kind of calm down.
I actually heard Bobby got after somebody and he found
940!
Out.
940!
He found out, bro. Bobby found out who he was responding to.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Who was it?
I actually heard about it today.
Was it bad?
It was just somebody that was legit, you know, somebody you shouldn't be calling a dumbass on the text.
Oh, really?
Wow. Gotta watch out. I always say, like, hey, at the same time, we sit in here every day, 4 or 5 hours at a time, and we get peppered.
Yeah, we do.
And 99% of the time, just let it roll off.
That's
but
it.
But you get one bad day coming in here, you're a little peeved about something else, you strike a nerve. Don't be surprised.
Dude,
don't be surprised.
Telling you.
We're just like poking the bear every day for 5 hours. It's going to happen.
We're just like a pinata.
But you got to be careful. You got to be more sarcastic.
You have to.
And
be.
Not like you're a dumbass.
Direct.
I try not to.
We've hit a couple. You're in your mom's basement. We've hit a couple of those when mad. There was one guy that was pissed. Months later, was texted like, I'm the guy that Fred and Blake said is in my mom's basement, and I'm not in my mom's basement. Yeah. He was living.
I want to say he said he was a multimillionaire.
Yeah, he goes, I'm a multimillionaire.
Wow.
I think he said he had 7 million.
Spending his time wisely.
Exactly.
So he seemed to be, you know, have a lot of money. Either way.
Well, you guys are amazing.
All right. March 27th. You'll be there?
March 27th.
I'll have the jacket
on.
I am there, bro.
I am there. I'm going to bring you some meatballs.
Can you make them in a loaf shape?
it's a shape spread them out for you, bro. That's crazy.
Eric Chiafalo, boys and girls. Eric Chiafalo, you catch him. And you got to be in surprise next week. being Surprise Arizona, anything we should be on the lookout for other than just great radio? Any good interviews?
Clubhouse interviews always get buck wild, man.
You're going to find Rowdy Tellez down there? Even if he's on the team, you're going to find him?
We're going to bring up the Girthquake, but I don't think we're going to see him.
I'll tell you what, if you can find Mark Church while you're there.
Yeah, we talked to him last year. He was fantastic.
Thank you.
Well, he gave us a great little interview talking about the dating apps and how he goes about it.
Well, he hasn't pitched yet this year, so.
Yeah, he's got the injury
issues. Is he still hurt?
He just has, I don't know what his situation is currently, but he's
going to be our closer.
The track record.
He's going to be our closer.
All right.
He is a dog, though.
He's a dog.
Okay. All right. Like well, that's we've got a little fantasy baseball thing going on here, Fan After Dark style. One position player, one starter, one reliever.
Mark Church.
Blake is going with Mark Church. Eric Chiafalo, everybody. All right. We got one more segment in this hour. Let's go to it when we come back. Don't go anywhere. This is the Fan After Dark. Welcome back in. It is the Fan After Dark right here on 105 Through the Fan. I am Fred Davis alongside Mr. Blake Elliott. Shout out to our boy Cliff holding it down for the building here at 13277.
Remember when they
12377.
12377.
We were talking about security in Mexico.
Yeah.
About the different resorts and them having security agents. I'd want Cliff to protect.
Oh, Cliff. Cliff's got it down.
Cliff's
got it down. El Mencho and his people ain't coming in this building. Let's get that straight right now. Cliff, who I don't want to put too much business out there, but he's from H-Town, all right? And one thing we know about people from Texas, whether you're from Dallas or H-Town, not to be trifled with.
And shout out to the text line. We called them out the last couple of days. They've been a lot more active today.
You guys have been
are the show.
On
we are,
one today.
We're just AI.
You guys.
We are just AI.
Okay, so what from 469, and as you alluded to, he said, pay attention, Fred. Cheech actually takes in consideration the listener's suggestions. Now, I don't know that he was really taking in the suggestion with the listener when he was clowning on his read. He was just bringing up the fact that, you know, he was clowning on him.
I just got clowned for my read. Shout out to the 214.
There you go, right? So taking into consideration the listener suggestions instead of crapping all over them, I said, well, give me a good one. Give me a good suggestion. It's not like they give us a lot of suggestions. I mean, what this isn't a comment box. I mean, what do
suggestion
we, now,
box, what
now,
do you think?
Now, I will say the boss did text me and say I need to get out on break on time. Guilty as charged.
Can we just blame Kevin? We were trying to go to break, but
I
Kevin
really, really, really wish you wouldn't.
Look,
Kevin wouldn't let us.
Guys, I turn off the music. I do everything possible. Look,
we tried to go to break, and Kevin said, stay on.
If there's
I'm not pressing the button.
If there's one thing where my reputation precedes me here at 105 Through the Fan, and really every radio station I've ever been at, I am notorious for not getting out on time.
Not good at pulling out.
At least twice.
Think about that.
At least twice.
Boom.
Shout out to my kids.
Shout out to your kids.
Shout out to Miriam and Xavier. I was hoping that I would be able to catch my son's playoff game next week, but it's on Wednesday and not Thursday, so we'll be doing radio that night. But and, of course, we are not on Thursday. You will have Rangers spring training baseball next Thursday, so make sure
get the Cowboys fans some good news.
All right, real quick. This is from our boy Clarence Hill, and here's what he had to say. Cowboys owner, I had to adjust my eyes on this one. Cowboys owner Jerry Jones met with George Pickens in Dallas on Thursday. That would have been yesterday. Before flying to Indy for the scouting combine on Friday. That's today. Jerry Jones wanted to let Pickens know firsthand about the tag and how much the Cowboys valued him and wanted to keep him per Vice President Stephen Jones. Quote, we couldn't take the chance on losing him, Stephen Jones said to DLLS Cowboys. George was fired up, excited. He said, I don't want to play anywhere but with the Cowboys. That's what we suspected. It was all good.
There you go.
Huh?
Nothing negative about that.
That warms my heart. It really, truly does because I you know, I was thinking about it this morning when I was listening to the morning show. Great job, by the way, from Sean, RJ, Bobby, and Broadus and the team out there. I mean, they did yeoman's work out there this week out at the Combine, securing guests all week long. Again, there's no better coverage of the Combine of your Dallas Cowboys than right here on 105.3 The Fan. So I'll tell you what, I'm going to get out on time. Let's go to break right now. We'll play some Christian Parker audio. We got some shoddy audio to get into. And my thoughts and Mr. Blake Elliott's thoughts. And you got to feel better now. Because nobody has championed harder for George Pickens than Blake Elliott. Lots to get to. This is the Fan After Dark.